Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on Pam W. Baker. This follows a transcribed letterhead of May 13, 2025. The clinical indication is type the same. Current medications are type the same. Medical adverse reactions type the same. Current complaints typed the same. Recent surgical interventions type the same. Current findings. Please see report of May 13, 2025. And you can put the copy of that report at the bottom. First paragraph, laboratory, accomplished May 19, 2025. Dementia evaluation showed an elevated Quest AD Detect PTAU217 plasma level, normal neurofilament light chains, abnormal Quest Detect, all caps APOE, isoform plasma E3/E4. Urinalysis showed one positive leukocyte esterase, subphysiologic vitamin D, 25-hydroxy total. Positive ANA screen. Normal anticardiolipin antibody studies. ANA titer 1:80. Non-homogeneous pattern. May be consistent with lupus, drug-induced lupus, or juvenile osteoarthritis. The beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma was abnormal with a value of 0.144, expected greater than 0.170. This is a high-risk biomarker finding for Alzheimer's risk. D-dimer was slightly elevated, 0.81. Complete blood count was otherwise normal. Urinalysis was cloudy with leukocyte esterase. CCP level negative. Alzheimer's Detect PTAU217 levels in the plasma were slightly elevated, 0.42, consistent with current mild cognitive impairment, symptomatic Alzheimer's disease compared to normative patients. general chemistry panel was normal. The ECG was abnormal. In March of 2025, showing Evans for old ASD, antroceptal infarct, indeterminate age. New paragraph. MRI of the cervical spine without contrast. No fracture. No spinal cord abnormality. No acute disc herniation. Subparagraph. The study showed chronic degenerative neuroforaminal narrowing. Greater on the left at C5-6, which may be consistent with a radiculopathy. Subparagraph, a nodular heterogeneous thyroid gland is observed clinical correlation for thyroid function was indicated. Ultrasonography was recommended to exclude neoplasm. Brain MRI scan, 3-8-2025. CT imaging compared, 3-8-2025. No acute intracranial hemorrhage, extraaxial fluid collections, no midline shift, no mass or mass effect. There are a few T2 and flare signal hyperintensities scattered throughout the white matter, more pronounced in the frontal lobes, representing minimal chronic microvascular ischemic changes. No mass lesions were identified. No intercellular or supracellular masses. No impingement of the craniocervical junction. Patent flow voids. Paranasal sinus is clear. Status post bilateral intraocular lens implants. No evidence of acute intracranial abnormality. New paragraph. amyloid PET CT imaging completed 24 July 2025 was abnormal. The scan was positive, indicating a moderate to frequent amyloid neuritic plaques. There was diffusely increased amyloid uptake throughout the cortical cerebral gray matter, most intense in the prefrontal, lateral temporal, and parietal areas, showing clear loss of normal gray-white contrast. There was no uptake in the cerebellum. New paragraph. No formalized cognitive evaluation has been completed. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Pam Baker presents with clinical findings and manifestations that would be consistent with cervical degeneration and a cervical radiculopathy. Subparagraph, this does not necessarily explain the neuralgia she experiences in her face, but may be consistent with the degeneration. New paragraph. Her MR and amyloid PET imaging is consistent with cerebral degeneration of the Alzheimer's variety. New paragraph. In consideration of her findings, I would recommend the following. Number one, referral for evaluation for neck surgery. And possibly an opinion regarding Alzheimer's disease and her radiculopathy at UC Davis. Number two, noting on her imaging study that there is a nodular heterogeneous thyroid gland. Clinical correlation for thyroid functioning and evaluation may be consistent and probably should be completed at UC Davis. Clinical correlation with thyroid function testing and thyroid values is certainly indicated. And then signed respectfully with my professional signature.